primary school principals who belong to the Educational Institute have knocked back a $6,000 pay rise offered by the Ministry of Education. That was spread over 2 years. Now, the same offer has been refused by primary school teachers, but accepted by secondary school principals represented by the Secondary Principals Association. The Principals Union says the offer does not fix problems with workload and demands on their time, and its members are frustrated. Linda Stewart is principal at May Road School in Mount Roskill, Auckland, and joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Okay, this is simply not good enough. You're not even accepting this as sort of an opening gambit. You want them to go back and sort it out.
Absolutely, Corin. I think our principals were unequivocal in their response around the rejection of the offer. There's been some historic issues that face our primary principals, and there's been no effort to really address those issues within this offer, and that was made really clear across the negotiation table that it was time for these issues to be addressed.
Secondary principals, though, or some of them at least, have accepted it. So what's the issue there? They obviously don't see a problem.
Well, I think we've got a historic issue around disparity between primary principals and the support that they get in their schools and our secondary principal colleagues. And that's been highlighted through the government's own Tomorrow Schools Review. It's been highlighted through an independent staffing report that was commissioned through NZDI Kirirua, but was run independently. And what was shown in there was the discrepancy with management staffing, curriculum staffing, and just the levels of support that our secondary colleagues have. And we're not saying take it away from secondary at all. What we are saying is that it's time for that historic issue to be addressed and for us to see a pathway forward.
Well, I suppose some may argue that secondary schools can be a lot bigger, can't they? I mean, you could have 2,000 or 3,000 students, so running them is a more complex job?
Well, I think when we look at the difference between even schools of the same size with primary and secondary, we can see that there are 0.2 teachers more within there. We've got our guidance counsellors that are in our secondary schools and not in primary schools. And what we're seeing is that there has been an increase in the number of students that we have in our schools with trauma, anxiety, who need support. Over the last 3 years in particular, and I can go back even further, but let's talk about the last 3 years, where schools, primary schools, have been absolutely the hubs for their communities. They've supported their communities through a really difficult time.
No doubt, and no one will be arguing against that. I mean, I guess there might be some who say, and this isn't a reflection of how hard a principal works, but, you know, is there a difference, or should there be a difference in pay for a principal of a small school of 200 versus one of 2,000?
Well, I think when we've got our bigger schools, then we've got more support. We've got more people to do the jobs. One of the hardest roles that we've got in this country around principalship at the moment is when you are a principal of a small school and you're teaching as well. You still have all of those demands on you. This has come clearly through research that's been done. It's come clearly through the principals' health and wellbeing surveys that have happened over the last 7 years. And what we're saying is it's time for the government to actually act.
Do they, just sorry to interrupt them, but do you sense that is their opposition here, that they will push back against you, that is what they're going to argue in these negotiations?
I think that I'm certainly hopeful that is not the situation. I mean, we've been thanked a lot of times for doing the job that we do. And now what we've put in front of the government is a set of claims that has been well and truly endorsed throughout the country by my primary principal colleagues. Obviously, we know that not everything will get over the line, but we certainly need to see some real change.
Okay, just very quickly for people. So, 6,000 over the 2 years. What does a principal earn at the moment? And what does that look like just in terms of percentage and inflation? So what are the numbers?
So, it depends what numbers you look at, but for a primary principal that is in one of our smallest schools, it would probably be around just around a 3% pay increase. So when we've got inflation running at 7%, then obviously, you know, you're going backwards, not forwards.
So what are they earning sort of in the 80-90 range?
Our principals will be earning around about 100,000. It depends. Again, it depends on the size of the school. And I think what we're talking about here is actually we've got 2,500 schools in this country. 2,000 of them are primary schools. And they are all individual. They're all complex. They're all unique. What we're not looking at, what we haven't looked at historically in this country, is the complexity of a role of a principal. We have historically paid our principals on the size of their school, and that's actually not really looking at the complex nature of the job
sure.
that a principal is faced with.
Okay, Linda, thank you very much for that. So this is obviously just the start of a process here. We may hear more about that. Linda Stewart there, principal at Mayroad School in Mount Roskill, Auckland.